Usually, the epidermal congenital epidermal nevi are benign, and the most important complications or the concern of the patient is the cosmetic appearance of these patients. But when they remain for a long period of time, they may be associated with certain complications, but they have a very lesser percentage. For example, increased risk of superimposed benign tumors, and very less chances of a malignant transformation. One, for example, 1% may convert into syringosis, adenoma papillifera, which is the commonest complication. BCC and SCC are very rare in these conditions. Besides this, HRAS mosaicism with extensive sebaceous nevi may be associated with multiple syringa adenoma papilliferum. Melanoma may be associated with a Becker nevus. HRAS mosaicism can be associated with hypophosphatemic rickets and osteomalacia, as we discussed in Simmel-Pennink syndrome. Neurological abnormalities may be associated in those epidermal nevi which are associated with congenital structure malformation of the brain. Then they may present with neurodevelopmental delay or seizures, or both of them can be coexist together or can be severe as well, especially when these nevi are located on the head.